819, we have triple team traffic and some problems out there, Andy.
Yeah, plenty of them. Davis County, we have three different crashes on the freeway, at least on I-15, I should say. One of them is in Clearfield. We've got one in Farmington, and two in Farmington. One was on Highway 89, one was on I-15, Legacy and I-15 in Farmington. But the road through there has been a nightmare all morning long. It started early there, and it hasn't let up from Ogden to downtown. Your drive's going to take you around 2 hours, less depending on how further much south you start. Legacy Parkway's improved a little bit as you go through Farmington, Centerville, and Bountiful, and the roads have been plowed, but still very slippery even on the roads that are plowed, Eric.
We're not entirely without issues in Utah County. Got a report now of an accident on U.S. 189 around Bridal Veil Falls. Now, if you're heading north from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, that looks pretty good. Traffic Trooper Wayne tells us about the rest of the northbound trek.
50 miles an hour until you hit the spaghetti bowl, and then it's down between 30 and 40.
And you've got wet roads all the way up to downtown. Heather?
We are looking pretty good through most of the Salt Lake Valley, although you do have some light snow falling, and that is creating very wet road conditions. It is sticking to the sides of the roads. It's making for slushy commute on the exit ramps, on bridges and overpasses, so you still need to slow down your speeds. But overall, we don't have too many delays on the East or West Side Belt Routes or 201 Freeway. This November, you don't have to overindulge to do that home renovation project for the holidays. At Ogden's Flooring and Designs, they have low prices on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.